B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's a good song. 97.5 The Fanatic. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Let's get right to it. As Kyler phased this out, give us a little palate cleanser here. A little what's cracking with Connor. What do you have to take?
Thanks, Ty. Yeah, we have to after that last guess. Yeah. We are not heading back to the year 1994. We're keeping this in modern day okay. For what's cracking today. We're actually going over to the United Kingdom, where we have something interesting going on. A bride charged her guests for a wedding. Now, the wedding was £40,000 is what it's listed as. So American dollars, probably like a little bit higher than $55,000.
Yeah.
Charging £100 each for guests on top of the flights and hotel to this destination wedding. Now, the bride is like an OnlyFans model. They balled out for the wedding based on that and what her husband does. But now they charged the guests to go to the wedding on top of going to the destination in Cape Verde, Africa.
So hold on. That's in lieu of a gift.
Not exactly. They want gifts as well.
Whoa. Because,
yeah.
All right. First of all, on destination weddings, my presence is my presence on a destination wedding. But let's say I was going to give a gift. $100 is per person or per couple?
It is per person.
So $200. All right. And I have to travel. This is ludicrous.
And here's the best part. Now, you think about it like, okay, well, maybe she's just got a bunch of people coming. They have a lot of friends, and it's just too many people to mitigate the cost.
Uh-huh.
No, it's 30 people.
So, hold on. So, 30 people have to pay to fly to South Africa and then give them a gift and then give them $100 each.
Yes, and pay for their hotels themselves. I don't know, like lodging being provided, any of that. All of this covered. Help them save money.
Listen, I think everyone should unsubscribe from her OnlyFans.
Well, in fairness, so she had been named on the 2019 list of Britain's most hated women. She admitted to faking depression to get a £7,000 nose job for free.
So she pulled the Ben Simpson. I'm sorry. No. Wow. What a terrible person.
Just all around bad. They are forcing their kids to leave right after the wedding so that they could stay there and enjoy the honeymoon there. They're not going somewhere else. No, they're shipping the kids out. And I understand you don't want the kids on the honeymoon and everything like that. But still, just like...
They're terrible.
Just not a well-run wedding at all right there.
I wish them nothing but the worst.
Yeah, it kind of seems like one of those couples that you hate, like, both of them. And
yeah, because why is he going along with this?
Now, if this is me, I'm happy that I have a reason not to go to the wedding now because I probably wouldn't have wanted to in the first place.
Yeah, I would definitely, and I wouldn't talk to him anymore.
Yeah, so don't be charging people to go to your wedding.
That's insane. All right,
this next one. This guy might be equally as crazy, but he's not hurting anyone else. He's just got a chance of hurting himself.
Yeah.
So this guy's the chairman of a construction-themed amusement park. This is also over in England.
Okay.
So he wanted to drive a 2-ton backhoe, one of those things, you know, with the scoops on the front, giant construction vehicle, over nearly 100 feet of tight ropes. It's two tight ropes hanging up in the air, 100 feet long, 13 feet in the air. And so that was the goal. A lot of people have done balancing stunts with these things, apparently.
Yeah.
And he thought a couple of tight ropes and a backhoe at a high level sounded like a challenge. So he practiced it on a bit of metal first. Which obviously doesn't move. I don't know how that helps.
Right, you need something that gives, and you don't know if that was laser balanced.
No.
What if it's 3 pounds too much weight on the right or the left side, that whole thing can go nuts.
Well, worry not, because this crazy guy who's just in charge of like letting people who want to go drive around equipment said he did all of the engineering calculations beforehand, and sure enough, it paid off. I mean, he made it over safe, so I guess his calculations worked.
Across the tightrope.
He did. He made it across. There's a picture in the article of him making it across. But what calculations are you doing that you can...
I don't know, man. I kind of like it, though. I got to respect it. I would never do that or try to be near it. But I respect that he pulled it off.
I just... If if this guy, like, in his line of work, I don't know what type of engineering you need to be the chairman of one of those, like, amusement parks that do stuff like that. But if he's just like, nah, I did the calculations, I'm going to drive over these tightropes on this thing, I'm like, okay, that guy's dead. We need to name a new chairman.
Yeah, that's crazy. But good for him for pulling it off.
He made it. Yeah, I guess that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, but, I mean, still stupid.
Okay. Yeah. And then the last one, we're going to Utah. So Utah highway was swarmed by a truck hauling beehives overturned. So just completely swarmed with bees. Listen to this. How many hives do you think it was? Okay, so a truckload. Maybe there's like 15, 20, 30 hives.
No.
200 hives.
Yeah.
Were overturned. Think about
that.
Did
they all get free?
Oh, yeah. All overturned. And just eastbound lanes of Interstate 80 in Summit County out there in Utah. It's all closed down. So authorities said several people, including the driver, suffered minor injuries from bee stings. Two people were treated for stings at a local hospital. They were identified as a C. Farley and a D. Spade. But
it wasn't. Wait a minute. First of all, Chris Farley is not no longer with us.
No, I know, but that's just the listing from the
No. I knew he faked it.
You think he did? You think that's what it was? I thought it was two people playing a joke. No, that's insane.
I'm surprised a lot of people got stung, except they probably were, the queen was threatened. And that's what makes them apparently certain kind of honeybees.
Well, each hive has a queen as well, right?
Right, so there's 200 queens.
It's a lot of queen bees.
Yeah, 20 queens. So there's a lot of bees. They're fighting and getting agitated, trying to protect the queen. And then there's gas fumes and all this wildness. That's why people got stung. Maybe we got to come up with a better way to transport bees.
Yeah, and
or
only,
be a little bit more careful driving.
Right, with bees in
precious
the back.
Cargo.
Only 5% of the hives were salvageable. So
not good for the bees, not good for the people. That's no good. That's 10 hives out of 200. And now we got a pollination problem out in America as it is. In the world, really.
It's a tough day in Utah for the bees.
You know what? Utah always messing stuff up. Maybe have a drink. All right, maybe have a drink. Thank you.
Not while you're driving bees.
No. Not while you're driving.
But like maybe after you get to your destination.
Maybe mix in having a drink. Everybody relax. Out there, Utah ruining everything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.